Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Razorblade Gospel, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, Baptized in Blood. The first time I killed for God, it was raining. Not the soft, holy kind of rain they sing about in churches. This was piss warm and greasy, sliding down my neck like the devil's sweat. The guy beneath my boot was younger than me, maybe 20, with a gold chain and a meth habit sharp enough to carve his future into a coffin. His eyes were wide, white as communion wafers, and I could smell the fear on him. Fear, and the sour stink of Thunderbird wine. "Do it," the voice said. Not in my ear, but deeper, like a fevered dream rattling my ribs. "This one's rotten. Cleanse him." I pressed the straight razor to his throat. The blade was cold, but my hand wasn't shaking. Hands never shake when God's got your back. "Pee, please," the kid gurgled, his Adam's apple bobbing against the steel. "I ain't done nothing." "Liar." The voice hissed it, a serpent in my skull. "His hands are filthy. Cut. Cleanse. Obey." The razor sang, shick, and his blood hit the alley wall in a hot, spurting arc. It looked black in the flickering neon of the pawn shop sign above us. "Jesus saves." The kid's body jerked like a gutted fish, then stilled. I crouched there, breathing him in. Copper and shit. Same as the sandbox. Same as always. 2 months earlier. They found me under the eye, 95 overpass, wrapped in a moldy sleeping bag and a bottle of Jim Beam. Three of them, leather vests, knuckle tattoos, eyes like shotgun barrels. The big one, Reaper, squatted in front of me. He had a face like a rusted engine block and a smile that could have sold Bibles. "Heard you got a talent for cutting," he said. His voice was gravel and diesel fuel. I took a swig of Beam. "Who's a skin?" Reaper tossed a Polaroid into my lap. A man's body, throat split ear to ear, lying in a dumpster. The edges were singed. Molotov cocktail, I thought. Someone wanted him erased. "That your work?" Reaper asked. I didn't answer. The guy in the photo had owed me $50. Paid in blood instead. Reaper leaned closer. "See, we got a pest problem. Cops, rats, rivals, vermin. And you." He flicked the razor hanging from my belt. "You're the fucking exterminator." The other two chuckled. One, a wiry guy with a scarred lip, spat. "Looks more like a piss-drunk hobo to me, boss." Reaper backhanded him so fast I barely saw it move. The guy hit the pavement, clutching his face. "You see a hobo, Viper?" Reaper growled. "I see a soldier." That word hooked me. Soldier. I hadn't been that in years. Not since the IED turned my squad into pink mist and my brain into a broken radio, picking up voices from God knows where. Reaper stood, tossing a wad of cash onto my sleeping bag. "Hundreds. Ride with us. Kill for us. And you'll never sleep in the rain again." I stared at the money. It was more than I'd held since the VA kicked me to the curb. "Why me?" He grinned. "'Cause you're already damned, brother. Might as well be damned useful." The first cut. They gave me a bike, a 78 Harley with a devil's head painted on the gas tank, and a name, Razor. The gang, the Iron Serpents, treated me like a stray pit bull. "Feed it, point it, pray it doesn't turn." Reaper tested me quick. 2 days in, he tossed me a pearl-handled straight razor. "This'll be your gospel now, soldier. Preach it." The first sermon was a meth dealer named Creeper. Skinny tweaker with a face like chewed gum. Reaper's orders were clear: make it messy. Send a message. We cornered him behind a liquor store. Creeper pulled a butterfly knife, hands trembling. "Y'all don't want to do this. I'm with the Vipers." Reaper laughed. "So pray to your gods, boy." He nodded at me. "Razor, do the honors." The voice purred. "Open him. Let the sin out." I lunged. Creeper screamed. The razor opened his cheek, then his thigh, then his belly. I wasn't killing him. I was unzipping him. His guts spilled onto the asphalt, steaming in the cold. Reaper clapped. "Amen. Tonight." Now, standing over the kid in the alley, I felt the old itch in my fingers. the one that starts in your trigger hand and spreads until your whole body's a live wire. The kid's blood pooled around my boots, mixing with the rain. Good, the voice cooed. You're learning. But then, a flicker. A wrongness. The voice stuttered, warped, like a radio tuning to a new frequency. They're using you. I froze. That wasn't God. That was someone else. Razor. Viper's voice cut through the alley. He and Jester, the gang's sniper, loomed in the shadows. Viper's nose was still crooked from Reaper's punch. You gonna stand there jerking off, or we leavin'? Jester smirked, lighting a cigarette. Careful, Viper. Prophet here's got a direct line to heaven. I wiped the razor on my jeans and followed them to the bikes. But the new voice stuck in my head, sticky as blood. They're using you. Reaper was waiting at the bar, a dive called the Broken Cross. He slid me a whiskey. Heaven's got a new angel, eh? I drank. The bourbon burned, but not enough to drown the doubt. What's next? I asked. Reaper's smile didn't reach his eyes. Oh, we're just getting started, brother. Tomorrow. You meet the flock. He tossed a photo on the bar. A cop in uniform, grinning with his family at a barbecue. Patrolman Donnelly, Reaper said. Keep snooping round our shipments. Time to clip his wings. The voice roared back, clear and bright. Yes. He's cancer. Cut him out. But as I nodded, the other voice whispered again, softer, colder. Liar. Chapter 2 Brothers in Arms. The bar stank of stale beer and bad decisions. The Broken Cross was packed wall to wall with leather, sweat, and the kind of laughter that sounded like bones breaking. I sat at the corner booth, nursing a whiskey that tasted like gasoline, watching the serpents howl over a poker game. Jester, the gang's sniper, had a deck of cards in one hand and a switchblade in the other, flicking it open and shut like a nervous tick. Yo, Prophet, he called, slamming a card down. You gonna keep nursing that drink or come lose your money like a man? Fuck off, I muttered, but Reaper shoved a fresh glass into my hand and grinned, all teeth. Drink up, Razor. Tonight's a celebration. He leaned in, his breath reeking of cigars and lies. You're one of us now. The whiskey burned, but not as bad as the word us. 3 weeks earlier. Reaper's idea of hazing was a .45 revolver and a blindfold. Rule 1, he said, tying the cloth tight over my eyes. You don't freeze. Rule 2, you don't miss. The desert air was oven dry, the sun a white-hot bullet hole in the sky. They'd driven me out to the scrublands, where the cacti looked like middle fingers pointed at God. Hands up, Reaper ordered. I raised the gun. Blind. Sweating. Click. That's empty, he said. Now spin. I turned dizzy, until the world tilted. Click. 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 Now shoot. I pulled the trigger. Bang. The blindfold came off. A jackrabbit lay twitching in the dust, its head blown clean off. Reaper clapped me on the back. Welcome to the serpents, brother. Jester, leaning against his bike, snorted. Lucky shot. Viper spat. Lucky's for pussies. Reaper just smiled. Ain't no luck in war. Only fate. Tonight. Back in the bar, Doc slid into the booth beside me. Ex-army surgeon, hands steady as a guillotine, eyes glazed from the pills he crushed into his whiskey. You look like shit warmed over, he said, nudging my arm. Nightmares again? I didn't answer. The nightmares were always the same. Sand, blood, and a voice screaming wrong, wrong, wrong until I woke up choking. Doc popped a blue pill dry. Try these. Sweet dreams guaranteed. Fuck your pills. He laughed bitter. Suit yourself, Messiah. But when the walls start bleeding, don't come crying to. A bottle shattered. Across the bar, a meathead in a Viking's jersey had Viper by the collar. You spilled my drink, asshole. Viper's smile was a razor blade. I'll spill more than that. Reaper didn't move. Just sipped his bourbon. Watch, he said to me. This'll be fun. The Viking swung. Viper ducked, pulled a pool cue from the rack, and drove it into the guy's gut. The bar erupted, fists, stools, a chain ripped off the bathroom door. Jester hooped, vaulting over the bar to grab a bottle of Everclear. Last one standing gets a free funeral. I stayed seated. Violence was my job, not my hobby. But then a hand yanked my hair back. The Viking's buddy, breath reeking of onion rings, snarled. You there, bitch, old man? The voice roared. Hurt him. I drove my glass into his face. He staggered, howling, and I followed him down, elbow to his throat, knees pinning his arms. The razor was in my hand before I knew it, pressed to his eyeball. Please, he whimpered. The voice purred. Scrape his soul out. But another voice, small and human, whispered, he's nobody. Let him go. I froze. Viper's boot kicked the guy's ribs. Finish him, Razor. Do it. Reaper's eyes locked on mine. Testing. I stood, sheathing the razor. He's done. The bar fell silent. Viper glared like I'd pissed on his boots. Reaper just smiled. Soft heart will get you killed, brother. Jester tossed me a rag for my bloody knuckles. Don't mind Viper. He's just pissed cause his dick's smaller than his IQ. Later, we rode to the desert, high on adrenaline and cheap beer. The sky was a black sheet punctured by stars. Jester passed around a flask of something that tasted like rocket fuel. To Razor, he shouted. The only fucker here who can miss a target and still hit it. They laughed. Even Viper, though his sounded like a cough. Doc slumped against his bike, slurring. You ever think, we're all just meat? Rotting under the sun. Reaper lit a cigar. We're soldiers. Meats for the weak. Soldiers, I repeated. The word felt hollow. Jester flopped into the dirt beside me. Hey, Prophet. God ever tell you why he made mosquitoes? Or Reaper's face? Shut it, Viper snapped. But Reaper chuckled. Go on, Razor. What's the Almighty say about us? The gang went quiet. Coyotes howled in the distance. I stared at the horizon. He says we're already dead. Just too stubborn to lie down. The laughter this time was nervous. Reaper's cigar glowed like a demon's eye. The hangover. Morning came with a jackhammer to my skull. I woke in the clubhouse attic, sunlight stabbing through bullet holes in the roof. Someone had drawn a dick on my forehead in Sharpie. Jester was snoring under a pool table. Doc was gone, probably scoring pills. Downstairs, Reaper and Viper were arguing. Crazy, Viper hissed. He hesitated. You saw it. He's learning, Reaper said. Give him time. Time gets us dead. That voice in his head's a loose fucking trigger. A pause. Then Reaper, low and dangerous. You question me again, I'll feed you your teeth. I crept back upstairs. The voice hissed, they fear you. As they should. But another thought slithered in. Fear's all they've got. That night. The nightmare came again. Kabul. 2012. My squad laughing, passing a cigarette. Then the IED fire screams, Sergeant Mac's leg spinning through the air like a grisly helicopter. The radio in my ear dead static, then a voice, Private Callahan. You're needed. I woke gagging, drenched in sweat. The clubhouse was silent. Moonlight cut through the window, painting the razor on my nightstand silver. Shick. I pressed the blade to my palm. Pain grounded me. Blood dripped onto the floorboards. You're weak, the voice spat. Pathetic. You need to. Razor. I whirled. Jester stood in the doorway, eyes sharp for once. You okay, man? I hid the razor. Peachy. He hesitated, then tossed me a cigarette. Reaper's lying to you. The world tilted. What? He's got a ledger. Everyone's sins, everyone's debts. And when you're more used dead than alive. He mimed a gun to his head. Why tell me? He smirked, but it didn't reach his eyes. 'Cause if you die, I'm next on the chopping block. Footsteps creaked downstairs. Jester vanished. I sat there, blood drying on my hand, the voice screaming, kill him. Kill them all. But for the first time, I wondered, what if the real devil's the one calling me angel? Chapter 3. Cracks in the altar. The evidence locker smelled like regret. Moldy cash, seized coke, and the sharp tang of gun oil. Reaper tossed me a crowbar and nodded at the rusted gate. Open it. Clean. I jammed the bar into the lock. The screech echoed down the precinct hallway. My hands shook, not from fear, but from the voices warring in my skull. This is justice, God boomed. The law is corrupt. Burn it. But the other voice, the one that sounded like my dead sergeant, hissed. You're just a thief now. The gate gave way. Inside, stacks of heroin bricks glowed under Reaper's flashlight. Jackpot, Viper grinned, slinging a duffel bag off his shoulder. Reaper didn't smile. He pointed at the security guard hogtied at my feet, a paunchy cop named Donnelly, the same one from the photo. His face was bruised, lips split from Viper's persuasion. You, Reaper said to me. Finish him. Donnelly whimpered through his gag. His eyes locked on mine, begging. Strike him down, God commanded. He's a father, the sergeant's voice countered. Three kids. Sound familiar? My finger twitched on the razor. Reaper stepped closer. Problem, brother? I'd killed dealers, addicts, rivals. But this was different. The cop's wedding band glinted in the light. Just like mine used to. He's not part of this, I muttered. Viper snorted. Ah, Prophet's got a conscience. Reaper's hand closed over mine, forcing the razor to Donnelly's throat. Everyone's part of this. The blade nicked skin. Blood welled. Do it, God screamed. Don't, the sergeant begged. I ripped my hand free. No. The locker went silent. Reaper's jaw tightened. No. Jester cleared his throat. Boss, maybe we just. Reaper backhanded him. Jester hit the wall, blood trickling from his nose. You disobey me, Reaper said, calm as a sniper's breath. You disobey God. That what you want, Razor? To burn. Donnelly sobbed. The voices screeched. My skull felt split. I sheathed the razor. I ain't your fucking puppet. Reaper stared at me, then laughed. Cold. Hollow. Fine. Viper. Viper lunged, slitting Donnelly's throat in one smooth motion. Blood sprayed the heroin bricks. There, Reaper said, wiping his boots on the cop's uniform. Now you're both damned. The aftermath. They left me at the Broken Cross. Alone. Doc found me hours later, slumped over a bottle of bourbon. His pupils were saucers. Heard you grew a spine. Congrats. Fuck off. He slid into the booth, popping a pill. Reaper's pissed. Says you're what's the word? Unreliable. I drank. The liquor tasted like ash. Why'd you join them? Doc smirked. Same reason you did. Nowhere else to go. He spun a scalpel between his fingers, his trademark. Used to patch up kids in Kandahar. Now I stitch up meth heads. Poetic, right? You ever miss it? Being good. He laughed, bitter. Good's a fairy tale, Razor. Only thing real is this. He flicked the scalpel. It stuck in the table, quivering. The door slammed open. Viper loomed, face thunderous. Reaper wants you. Now. The chapel. They called it a chapel, but it was just a rusted shipping container in the scrapyard. A single bulb hung from the ceiling, casting shadows on the Iron Serpent's altar. A stained mattress, shackles, and a bucket of bloody tools. Reaper stood at the head, Bible in hand. Proverbs 26 verse 23, he drawled. Smooth words may hide a wicked heart. The gang circled me. Viper cracked his knuckles. Jester avoided my gaze. Brother Razor, Reaper said, you've sinned. Doubted the divine. But God's merciful. He tossed the Bible at my feet. Kneel. Repent. The voice roared. Kneel. But the sergeant whispered. He's not God. He's a con man. I stayed standing. Reaper sighed. Guess we do this the hard way. Viper and two prospects grabbed me, forcing me to my knees. Reaper crouched, gripping my hair. You think you're special? That God talks to you. He laughed. I've been feeding you lines since day one. LSD in your whiskey. Microdoses. Makes you suggestible. The world tilted. No. No. Those voices. Reaper whispered. That was me. And your little rebellion tonight. He slapped me. Cost us everything. So here's your penance. He nodded at Viper. The pain was white hot. Viper's knife sank into my thigh, twisting. I screamed. Lesson one, Reaper said. Obedience. Another stab. My shoulder this time. Lesson two. Loyalty. Black spots danced in my vision. The gang watched, silent. Even Jester. Last lesson, Reaper said, pressing his boot to my bleeding thigh. God's. Not. Real. Doc's gift. I woke in the clubhouse attic, bandages sticky with blood. Moonlight filtered through bullet holes. My razor was gone. Doc's voice floated up from the stairs. Overdose. Make it look real. Reaper, you sure? Fentanyl's a bitch. Nobody'll question it. A pause. Do it tonight. Footsteps faded. Minutes later, Doc crept in, clutching a first aid kit. Don't move, he muttered, injecting morphine into my arm. Why? I slurred. He didn't meet my eyes. 'Cause I'm a shitty person, but not that shitty. He stuffed a folded paper into my hand. Read it when I'm gone. Gone where? He smiled, sad. Wherever fuck-ups like us go. The note. They found Doc's body at dawn. Overdose, they said. Bullshit. In the chaos, I unfolded his note. Razor. Reaper's lying. The voices, the LSD, it's all him. He's working with the traffickers. The girls in the container. He's selling them. Run. Doc. The handwriting wasn't Doc's. It was Reaper's. The breaking point. I stumbled into the alley behind the Broken Cross and vomited. Bile and blood. The note crumpled in my fist. They're using you. Jester's warning. Doc's sacrifice. My own fucking stupidity. The voice, Reaper's voice, purred in my ear. You're nothing without me. I punched the brick wall until my knuckles split. I'm not your puppet. A hand grabbed my shoulder. Jester, pale and shaking. I saw what he did to document. We gotta go. Now. I shook him off. And do what? Hide. Fight. The word hung between us. Sacred. Suicidal. I stared at the blood on my hands. Doc's blood. Donnelly's. My wife's back in Kabul. No more running, I said. Jester nodded. Then we burn it all down. Chapter 4, Revelations. The desert doesn't care about your pain. It's all sun-bleached bones and silence, a graveyard for secrets. I stood at the edge of Reaper's old trailer park, the wind clawing at my bandages, and wondered how many bodies were buried under the sand. Doc's note burned in my pocket. He's selling them. I'd stolen Viper's bike, a Glock from the clubhouse, and 3 days' worth of rage. The trailer was rusted, half-collapsed, weeds punching through the floorboards. Reaper's childhood home. I kicked the door open. Inside smelled like rot and regret. A moldy couch. A shattered TV. And on the wall, a faded photo of a girl, maybe 12, grinning in a sunflower dress. Reaper's sister. Emily. The voice, my voice now, not Reaper's poison, whispered, "Look deeper." I tore the place apart. Under a floorboard, I found it, a ledger. Names. Dates. Prices. Maria, 14. 5. K. L. I. L. A. 11. Minus. 5K. Lila, 11 minus 7K. Each entry signed in Reaper's jagged scrawl. The Glock trembled in my hand. I'd killed for him. Protected him. "You're just another bullet in his gun," Jester had said. I vomited into the sink. Flashback, Reaper's sin. 20 years earlier. The trailer park was on fire. Little Emily Reardon crouched under her bed, clutching a stuffed rabbit, as men in ski masks dragged her mother outside by her hair. "Where's the money, bitch?" 9-year-old Reaper, Jacob then, watched from the closet. He'd seen these men before. They came every month, collecting rent from his mom. Tonight, she'd begged. "One more week, please." A gunshot. Emily screamed. The men froze. "Shut her up," one growled. They yanked Emily out, her rabbit tearing. Jacob lunged, biting a man's arm. A backhand sent him sprawling. "Cute kid," the man said, pressing a knife to Emily's throat. "Pay up, or she's our down payment." Their mother sobbed. "Take me instead." The man grinned. "Deal." They took both. Jacob found Emily's body in a ditch 2 weeks later. The rabbit was still in her hands. The girl in the container. Back at the scrapyard, I crouched in the shadows outside Reaper's chapel. The shipping container hummed with generator noise. Voices inside. "Please," a child whimpered. "I want my mom." Reaper's laugh. "Mommy's gone, sweetheart. But Uncle Reaper's got a new home for you." I moved. The guard at the door never saw me. My knife slid between his ribs. Quiet. Inside, three men huddled around a card table. Girls, kids, sat chained to the wall, hollow-eyed. Reaper stood over a brunette, maybe 13, gripping her chin. "You'll fetch top dollar." The Glock barked twice. Two men dropped. The third reached for a shotgun. I shot him through the eye. Reaper turned slow, hands raised. "Razor. Miss me." The girl cowered. Her wrists were raw from shackles. "Let her go," I said. He smirked. "Or what? You'll shoot me? You're savior. You're no savior. You're them. The men who took Emily." His smile died. "You don't know shit about my sister. I know you became the monster that killed her." He lunged. We crashed into the table. The Glock skidded away. Reaper's fist smashed my stitches. Blood soaked my shirt. The girls screamed. "You think you're better?" he roared. "You gutted men for whiskey money." I headbutt him. "I'm not selling kids." He grabbed my throat. "Everyone's for sale, Razor. Even you." The girl kicked a metal bowl. Reaper glanced, wrong move. I jammed my thumb into his bullet wound. He howled. I grabbed the Glock. "Keys. Now." He tossed them. "This ain't over." I freed the girls. The brunette spat in Reaper's face. "Run," I told them. "Don't look back." Jester's betrayal. Jester found me at dawn, patching my wounds in a derelict motel. He looked like hell, bruised sober, carrying a sniper rifle. "Reaper's got a hit on you," he said. "Half a mil alive." I cocked the Glock. "You here to collect?" He slumped onto the bed. "Doc was my friend. Yours too. Friends don't let friends get framed. You think I knew?" He threw a burner phone at me. "Check the texts. Reaper's number. Last night, Jester Razors at the Sunset Motel. Come alone. Split the reward." "He played us both," Jester said. "I'm done." The voice warned, "He's lying. Prove it, I said. He lifted his shirt. Bruises mottled his ribs. Reaper's real good at persuasion. I lowered the gun. What's the plan? We hit the serpent's cash stash. Burn it. Then run. No. We kill him. Jester paled. That's suicide. It's justice. He stared at me, then nodded. Then we do it tonight. The truth. We met at the scrapyard. Moonlight glinted off Jester's rifle. Vipers guarding the compound. I'll take the shot. You breach. I gripped his shoulder. Thanks, brother. He flinched. Don't. Don't what? The rifle swung up. Don't make this harder. My heart froze. Jester. I'm sorry, Razor. The money, it's too much. You son of a bitch. He fired. The bullet tore through my side. I fell, crawling behind a wrecked car. Reaper promised me a cut. Jester yelled. Just die already. The voice roared. Kill him. I lurched up, tackling him. The rifle clattered away. We rolled in the dirt, fists flying. You're just like him. I snarled. We're all like him. Jester headbutted me. You think you're special? My knife found his ribs. Once. Twice. He gasped, blood bubbling on his lips. You're just another bullet. I stabbed again. Shut up. Shut up. He went still. I knelt there, Jester's blood pooling in my hands. The girl's face flashed in my mind. Emily, the brunette doc. What have I done? The baptism. I stumbled into a gas station bathroom, scrubbing my hands raw. The blood wouldn't come off. Pontius Pilate shit, Doc would have said. The mirror showed a stranger, gaunt, bloody, eyes screaming. The razor in my pocket felt heavier. Reaper's voice haunted me. You're my monster. I smashed the mirror. No, I told the shattered glass. I'm yours. Chapter 5, The Judas Ride. The meth lab reeked of ammonia and desperation. I crouched behind a stack of propane tanks, sweat stinging the knife wound Jester had gifted me, and wired the last bundle of C4. The voices in my head had finally agreed on something. Burn it all. Viper's laughter echoed from the next room. You sure, Reaper said tonight. Smells like the prophet's full of shit. Prophet. The word tasted like ash. I thumbed the detonator. 5 minutes. Just enough time to watch them die. 2 hours earlier. The coyote who sold me the explosives had one eye and a meth habit. You look like death walkin', he cackled, counting my cash. I'm the resurrection, I said, slinging the C4 into my stolen truck. He spat. Resurrections cost extra. I left him in the dust, his laughter chasing me down Route 66. The plan was simple. Blow the lab, lure the serpents into the blaze, and pick off the survivors. Jester's rifle lay on the passenger seat, still smudged with his blood. You're becoming him, the ghost of Doc whispered. I gripped the wheel tighter. I'm becoming what he made me. Now. Viper kicked open the lab door, Glock in hand. Clear. The serpents filed in, 6 prospects, 2 enforcers, all armed. Reaper's orders echoed in my earpiece. Secure the product. Kill anything that moves. I'd stolen the radio from Jester's corpse. Now it hissed static, masking my breath. Viper sniffed a meth brick. Pure as angel's tears. Reaper's gonna love this SH. The first explosion blew the east wall into confetti. Chaos. Fire rolled through the lab, swallowing prospects whole. Viper dove behind a steel table, screaming into the radio. Ambush. It's Razor. I stepped through the flames, Jester's rifle barking. 2 enforcers dropped. Viper scrambled for cover, firing blind. Come out, Prophet, he roared. Face me. The detonator blinked. 3 minutes. I dropped the rifle and drew my razor. Knives in the fire. Viper lunged first, switchblade glinting. I ducked, slashing his thigh. He snarled, tackling me into a shelf of chemicals. Glass shattered. My back screamed. Reaper's gonna peel your skin, he spat, pressing the blade to my throat. I headbutted him. He's your problem now. We rolled through broken glass and flame. His knife found my ribs. Mine found his gut. Over and over, a grotesque waltz. You traitor, he gurgled. You're dead. I hissed. The second explosion hit. The world turned white. Aftermath. I woke under a charred beam, ears ringing. Viper's body lay nearby, half swallowed by fire. The lab was a tomb of ash and melted steel. The radio crackled. Any survivors? Viper? Respond. Reaper. I grabbed the mic, just me. Silence. Then a laugh. Should have known. Meet me at the church, Razor. Let's end this divinely. The ride. The highway bled into the desert. My bike, Viper's bike now, coughed black smoke. The C for vest chafed my burns. "You'll die here," Doc's ghost warned. "We all die somewhere," I said. The church loomed ahead, its crooked steeple stabbing the twilight. Reaper's bike gleamed in the parking lot. Last ride. Face of God. Reaper stood at the altar, Bible in one hand, syringe in the other. "LSD. Knew you'd come," he said. "You're predictable." I aimed Jester's rifle. "Where are the girls?" "Sold." He shrugged. "But don't worry, you'll join them in hell." I fired. Click. Empty. He smiled. Grace period's over. The butt of his pistol cracked my skull. I fell, the C for vest slipping. He pinned me, syringe hovering. "Let's see how you like my voice," he hissed. The needle plunged. Hell's symphony. The trip hit like a freight train. Asterisk fire. Screams. My squad burning in cobble. Sergeant Mac's corpse crawling toward me. "You left us, Callahan. Coward." "No." Reaper's face swam above me, demonic. "God's got a message for you, you lose." The church melted. Walls bled. The altar birthed maggots. "Fight it," Doc's ghost begged. I couldn't. Reaper pressed his pistol to my heart. "Any last words, Prophet?" The C for vest beeped. "Bang," I said. I detonated it. Chapter 6, Razor's Requiem. The flames didn't hurt anymore. Maybe it was the LSD, or the blood loss, or the fact that God had finally hit mute. But as the church burned around me, pews cracking like old bones, stained glass raining shards of saints, I felt calm. Reaper lay under a fallen beam, his leg twisted backward, screaming curses that drowned in the smoke. "You're dead," he choked. "You hear me? Dead." I crawled toward him, dragging my shredded leg through ash and shattered Bibles. The C for vest had taken my left arm at the elbow, but the razor was still in my right hand. Always the right hand. "Emily." I coughed, blood flecking his boots. "This is for her." His eyes widened, fear, raw and human. For the first time, Reaper looked small. The first cut. He swung a broken bottle. I let it carve my cheek. "She was mine," he screamed. "You don't get to say her name." I stabbed the razor into his good leg. He howled. "You sold children," I hissed. "Same as the men who took her." "I saved them." "Bullshit." The blade found his ribs. "You fed them to monsters." He grabbed my throat. "And you helped." The fire roared. The roof groaned. Somewhere, sirens wailed. "Maybe," I said. "But I'm here now. The truth in the ashes." The beam above us shifted, pinning Reaper's chest. He gasped, blood frothing on his lips. "You think this changes anything? They'll blame you, terrorist." I leaned close. "But you'll burn. And the girls? They're gone." His face twisted. "What girls?" I laughed, wet and broken. "The ones you hid in Tucson. The ones I freed." His roar shook the rafters. "I'll kill them. I'll." I shoved the razor into his mouth. "Say hi to Emily." He thrashed, choking on steel, until the light left his eyes. "The girl." I don't know how long I lay there, watching the flames turn Reaper to charcoal. Long enough for the pain to come back. Long enough to see her, the brunette from the container, standing in the shattered doorway. She couldn't have been older than 13. Her dress was singed, her eyes wide but dry. "You're him," she said. "The man with the knife." I tried to speak. Blood bubbled instead. She stepped over Reaper's corpse, knelt, and pressed a grimy stuffed rabbit into my hand. "I brought you this. Emily's rabbit." "Why?" I rasped. She touched my ruined face. "You looked lonely." The sirens screamed closer. "Go," I said. "Cops coming." She shook her head. "Not for me." "How?" She smiled, a flicker of light in the inferno. "You killed the bad men." Then she was gone, swallowed by smoke. The last broadcast. The collapse buried me. Concrete crushed my hips. Flakes of ceiling snowed into my lungs. But the rabbit stayed clutched in my fist. The radio in Reaper's vest crackled to life. Massive fire at the First Baptist Church, linked to the Iron Serpent's motorcycle gang, reports of explosions. A new voice cut in. "This is Sheriff Donnelly's widow. My husband died because of these animals. Let them burn." The roof gave way. Epilogue, 3 days later. They never found my body. Just bones, a melted razor, and a toy rabbit. The news called me a terrorist, a madman, a cautionary tale. But in Tucson, a candle flickers on a windowsill. A girl with singed hair hums as she braids her sister's hair. And in the desert, where the wind carries whispers, a new story grows. They say a ghost rides the highways, a one-armed vet on a hellblack Harley. They say he hunts men who hurt kids, who trade flesh for cash. They say God's got a new angel. Me? I'm just a razor in the dark. Final line. Maybe heaven's full. Maybe hell's scared. Either way, I'm still cutting it.